Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares.
Birthday!
That's yeah! Sugar. Yeah, I like that rapping.
S.O.B.
B.B.B.
You ain't gonna get no presents.
What?
From Sean, Brad, or me.
Probably not.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy cake.
Happy belated birthday.
Sorry, Gary. We missed your actual birthday.
Man.
Gary, was it really his birthday?
Yeah. Here's a tasty cake for you.
Tasty cake.
Boy,
who
tasty
wants
cake.
One, guys?
Straight out of Jersey, y'all.
Straight out of Jersey. A crazy
it.
Little crimpet called Tasty Cake.
What is that, like a hostess ding dong?
Exactly, like it's their competition. They'll also go against
what
Drake,
do they got around
Drake
here?
Cakes.
Have you seen the Mexican snacks, the bibos or whatever?
Yeah, those look
bimbo.
Good.
Bimbos.
Bimbo. That's what their signs say. Say bimbo.
Oh. Well, I'm sure everybody missed us. We weren't.
Yeah,
here last
gone
week.
For a couple
oh,
weeks.
Oh man, I'm sorry to
it's my fault.
It
was in New York City.
New York City.
New Jersey.
That's where my daughter Hannah is at right now.
Oh really?
Whoa.
Maybe I saw her.
That's where Corey Pond is moving.
I know.
Whoa.
So yeah.
What were you doing? Work?
I was working at Corey's Jokes for him.
Ooh.
They still don't work.
Wow.
I went.
If you
it was a guy's
make it.
Guy's trip, you know, kind of like a hangover situation.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Not
Am
as
I
fun.
Getting married?
Not as fun.
Is it like bachelor party?
No, just you know, me and my buddies. We hadn't seen each other in a while.
I didn't go with you.
Did you go to high school with me? It was just for guys. We went to high school.
I didn't go to high school anywhere. That's profiling.
It's kind of like
you didn't go to high school.
Well, where
is that white person profiling?
What did you? Yeah, you just assume I go to high school. Yeah. What'd you do, Sean? You went to the beach.
I went to the beach.
Get
what?
Some
hot
pussy on the beach.
Is that why he looks
pretty
sexy?
Yes. Yeah, that's
nice t-shirt, faglet.
Wow.
Oh.
Sorry.
It's just a
what
t-shirt.
What size is
that's
size
the New
is
Yorker
that?
In him?
Is that
he's
a schmedium? Is that a schmedium?
I don't know.
What beach did you go to?
What is that, a onesie? A little baby onesie? You cut the bottom
yeah,
off?
Yeah, what is that?
No.
What is that?
Footsies?
What is that, a doll? What is that,
a
sock with arms?
Well. Just a regular. It's like it probably.
Who do you think you are, John Cougar Mellencamp?
Oh.
Maybe. No, I'm just John Mellencamp.
Yeah.
What beach did you go to?
I went to Sunset Beach.
What fucking
North
beach?
Carolina.
That's a real beach?
Yeah.
Can you swim?
Yeah.
Did you?
I mean,
swim?
No, it's too cold. But
oh, what a weirdo.
What the fuck is the point?
I walked on the beach.
Oh, romantic. Did you go with a lady friend?
My mom, yeah.
So yes.
She's a lady.
Yeah.
She's my friend.
Oedipus
maybe,
Cove.
Maybe my best friend.
Oh wow!
She's my best That's friend.
Fun. She is pretty great.
Your mom's nice. She saw me do comedy before.
She saw me do comedy. I always feel bad whenever like she comes to a show.
I would too.
And then I like get off stage and realize that your mom has been there.
Right,
while
and
I've
you
been
just said the
right.
most disgusting
Cunts
things
and, yeah,
ever like, anyone's ever heard in the history.
She,
of,
well, she likes it.
Thanks for asking. What I did was.
So anyway, Sean.
Nothing.
Oh,
I had this idea. I was like, well, while Mark and Sean are gone. I'll have a happy birthday, Gary, anyway, because I don't fucking need you guys.
You right? don't need Ooh. Us. How did that work
I'll
out?
I'll do it without you. Well, slow down. And I was like, who could I get to replace Mark and Sean on the thing? And
Ken
I was like,
Webb.
For
and
Sean.
Yeah.
For Sean.
And Peter and, James III.
Peter the Great.
Peter and, the King, the James.
So I got Ryan Williams, friend of the show.
Okay.
And
for Sean.
Jesse Perry.
For me.
Friend of the show.
For right for you, two local ex comedians
yeah.
who don't
ex coms
who don't like
ex podcasters
yeah.
too.
They hate everything, and I was like, that'd be perfect because they both know you. And I thought the verses could which the which is better part, you
yeah.
know, the most popular part of the world. I thought it could be Mark versus Sean,
whoa.
Oh.
which is better, and we could have a great old time.
That make me
we
sad.
We could call you guys up.
If I even heard that,
we would
make
call
me
you
sad.
Up on your vacations to and bug you, and it would be it was gonna be great.
Yeah.
Jesse Perry didn't want to have anything to do with it.
Can you blame him?
I can blame him for a lot of stuff.
First of all,
well one thing, I feel like Jesse doesn't care for me. I feel like
no, that's
I feel
not true.
Like well, I feel like most people don't care for
it's
me.
It's not specifically
I like,
you.
I think that's your insecurities.
Well, I was talking the other day. I was like, you give me the feeling like you're in recovery, and I'm like some dope fiend friend that you just can't, you still like, but can't be around.
Yeah. Like in that movie Rounders.
Yeah. Like I'm some kind of enabler of shitty comedy or something. I don't know what it is. So anyway, he didn't want to do it. Okay. But I mean, I've invited him to do shows. I've invited him to do other stuff.
He doesn't really go out and do comedy anymore. Well, he'll probably meet you for lunch.
He doesn't, I don't know if he would. I feel like I've asked him enough to where now
bought
I'm,
him lunch,
I'm a jackass.
Well, maybe
if
he does
I buy
hate
the
you.
Lunch?
Yeah, probably.
Maybe well, he maybe he hates you.
Have you seen him?
Maybe
you're
hates
a jerk
me.
To him.
You know what, though? Because Nikki Raven of Nikki Raven Booking told me that he's doing shows with Bates and some other, like some...
Jesse Perry is?
Jesse Perry is doing the cleanup crew, like some clean comedy act. This could not be
That's
true.
That's got to be a joke.
And seems... Bowman, I think.
Bowman is clean. Making
no, I mean, I think he's I think he's doing shows with Bowman, and then he's not doing shows with me. That's what I'm saying. That's what
that
set
be.
Me back.
I don't
well, maybe
I think
it's not true.
Hey, what am I, some kind of Jesse Perry over here?
If it's not true, not
the
wrong
the guy
with
at the Subway wants a tip.
Hey.
Here's a tip. Make my sandwich.
I got a tip for you. Go fuck yourself.
It's on the end of my cock.
And put it in your butt. How do you like that?
I like it.
Probably doesn't feel very good, does it?
I was on stage one night.
I finished making my sandwich.
After Bowman did a set, and I got on stage, and I was like, hey, what am I, something over here? And then he sent me an email that night. It was like, hey, I'm sorry that I said over here. I know that's your thing. And so I was like, it's not my thing. That's what people from the state you're from, that's your thing. It's like everybody says, because I say over here, and he's like, but he said over here too, and I'm like, everybody says over here.
Oh, he thought he was, maybe, he thought you were calling out for being
I
a hack.
I was making fun of him for ripping me off, which I was not doing. It never even crossed my mind.
That, you know what, I had a similar story with like a person Italian. Who's actually good at comedy.
Oh.
Not to imply Bowman's not good, but Keith Alberstadt,
yeah.
He did it, you know, we posted something in the forum, like, and he had an Xbox joke he had did the night before, and I said, oh, your Xbox joke was good.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent me an email. He's like, I'm sorry, I know you do an Xbox joke. Were you trying to say something? I'm like, no, I thought yours was funny. It's, it's Xbox isn't off limits.
Right,
you know, it's not like...
No, dude, I own all
like,
Xbox references.
Like, I think Keith felt bad because he thought I...
He thought you were
But implying. Our jokes were nothing the same.
Yeah.
Man.
And now look at him.
Woody Allen did one joke about insecurities, and now no Jewish comedians can ever do jokes ever again. That's
no,
just...
No.
Sorry.
I didn't mean
guys.
To imply Bowman's not
No,
funny.
I know.
Sorry.
Like the other day I was watching TV and I saw this guy talking about, you know, relationships between men and women. I was like, oh, great.
Now you can't
that.
Do
was
that.
My fucking whole,
that was,
I had a whole bit about that.
That's my bit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I saw this guy on TV talking about the life of Sean Parrott.
The only reason I can't get divorced is because I don't want to have any divorce jokes.
Well, you know, I did this show, the first guy up, he went up and did a bunch of jokes. I was like, well, I was going to do fucking jokes. Fucking ass.
I was at a comedy show. A guy was wearing a shirt.
Ah,
I was like, it was my night to wear a shirt. You know?
This guy, he was a guy.
Over
like,
here.
I'm a guy. Yeah. Ask anybody. I've been a guy for years.
I'm a guy over here.
Oh,
I've been a guy since I was like 12. Turned from a boy to a guy.
Anyway, the point is, I tried to do something and I failed. You guys want to hear fan mail?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. This is from Big T. I've edited some of it out.
Big T.
And this is just this is a follow up after he was asking me about.
Is Big T a real person?
He wants to do. I'm pretty sure it's not.
It's Corey.
If my routine is good enough after... All right, are you done? Yeah.
Sorry.
Golly.
If my routine is good enough...
Oh, we don't want tuberculosis.
I know, you know what?
Let's just...
Guess what you're not going to get to hear now.
TB Big T. Or not TB?
Hey. Hey. All right.
Big
we're moving
TB.
On to the next thing.
No, let's do
no.
it.
No.
Dr.
No.
T.
No.
Come on.
I'm
just
fucking...
Dr. T
you know what?
Woman.
You know what? My
no,
car broke
hear.
Down. I'm not... I'm
I
having
was,
a shit day.
You're wearing scrubs.
With your wife. Yeah, I'm wearing my scrubs. I didn't even get time to go home and change. I came straight here from massaging human beings straight into the podcast.
I was just
and you
coughing.
Start coughing. All right,
I
can't start because I know you're going to cough as soon
I'm
as
not
I start.
I think he's
I
fine.
Cough.
He looks
go
good.
Ahead. Go ahead, Charlie Brown, kick the football. What could happen? All right, and he writes. God damn it! You're going to fucking cough. I know what you're going to do. So Mark has a cat cage outside. Let's talk about that for a second.
Yes.
Let's just take a breath, talk about the cat cage.
Maybe it's the allergies.
Yeah. Maybe it's allergic to the cats.
Well, you guys know my wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
She works hard. You've seen the landscaping out there, right?
Yeah.
All the mold and the azaleas.
Well Sean
eating?
Doesn't notice.
Are cats eating your
manicured lawns? But
no,
yeah,
I don't
notice. He
doesn't
anything,
care
when people grow radishes, especially for him. Go ahead.
Oh. Well, we have these cats that don't belong to anybody. They're wild cats. You've seen them in the neighborhood, maybe.
wild cats. Goldie Hawn's there. Yeah. It's awesome.
Your mama says you ugly.
Sandra Bullock's. Okay.
So they are pooping. They're using our landscaping as a litter box.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Oh, hell no. And so Susan's friend's brother is a vet. Mm-hmm. So he let us borrow a cage. And so far, we caught two. Ooh. And turn them into the place that...
Turn them into sweaters.
The big needle. The big needle.
Oh, no. Did they kill him?
I hope so.
Why is it that...
Oh, my God. That's
they
horrible.
Can't be pets.
Maybe
you
were
asking
this.
They can't be tamed or anything.
Well,
you know?
Could let them go in the woods or something.
Yeah,
you have to kill
and
them.
Get eaten by a coyote. I mean...
Well, yeah. And then they would die.
At least they can fend for themselves.
The way that they definitely will.
Well, and we don't need them making more kittens.
Oh,
they make
boy.
Them and the kittens die all the time. And there's dead cats all over the neighborhood.
Hmm.
My tax. I pay taxes in this neighborhood.
I've got to kill these cats so cats don't die.
So more don't die.
All right.
That's have your pets spayed.
Kind of.
Big T writes.
Right.
In my routine, if my routine. God damn it!
I think that was an accident too. That wasn't on purpose. He really. Is
I
not
gave
feeling
him
well.
A half a bag of Ludens.
What's a Luden?
All right. A Ludens is a coffee.
Where are those Ludens?
They're in the. Is there
a T in Ludens?
They're in the Ludens.
So, about cat poop. You were asking this. You were asking this when you were putting manure down or something in your garden.
Uh-huh.
Mulch,
why is
maybe?
It that manure is awesome, but nobody wants any other animal to
poop?
Defecate?
Yeah.
In?
Well, because.
The nitrogen levels or something like that? I think it has something to do with like a herbivore's poop. Is all vegetation and whatnot.
Oh,
whereas a
I think it's the principle.
Like yeah.
You put it there,
right?
And some cat decides he's going to poop there.
If
actually,
was,
we let him poop
if they were,
over the winter. We didn't care over the winter.
Right.
But now
right.
that we've done all this work,
if there were wild cows shitting in your yard, it'd be
sure,
okay.
Man. I wish.
And he writes, "If my routine is good enough, after I get over my fears." How do you find more legitimate comedy clubs that mean something? Thanks for your response. I think what he's asking here is how do you actually start to get
this
work
is a lost
in a comedy
cause.
Club?
I mean, there's not it's really not possible.
Yeah,
I've never known anybody to get
start doing comedy and get into a comedy
paid
club
or anything like that.
Well,
I'm
asking the wrong cat here.
I'd say,
yeah,
I'd say you befriend a comedian, an actual comedian, if you can, by going to a show or kissing his ass or something like that.
Move to Atlanta.
Move to Atlanta. And if they are working somewhere, then you try and get what's a guest set.
Sure,
you guys
I
are
guess.
Familiar with
yeah,
guest sets. Mark's that. Done this. He's that being one. He's being silly, but he knows. Sean probably doesn't know. But.
I know
kind of true.
It has worked out, but I know how it's supposed to happen.
You get a guest set, and then the club will usually let you do like 10 minutes or so, and that's you want that to be a showcase. You want to do kind of your best material. You want to please the club, not necessarily the audience.
Right.
Like if you go in and it's a shitty club, you could make jokes about how shitty the club is, and the crowd would laugh.
Yeah,
but you probably won't get to work there. So you go in and you sort of do a kiss ass generic good set, and then maybe they'll have you back to be an MC.
Lady and then, Gaga, and then people.
What's
go,
the deal
woo!
With yeah? And then you say over here, and then you work up to a feature, and then you actually it's a pretty long process.
Probably like it takes you probably a year to headline.
Well, yeah, and it depends if you show up to a place. Some places, every place is different. So just ask people who are from that place, and then try and make it work out. But
move to Atlanta. That's the
move
first.
Move to Atlanta, then on to New York.
Yeah,
and then that's.
But really, be funny, and then be friends with. People who are funny already working comedy clubs. It's
yeah.
It's that easy.
That's it. That's it.
You're
and
in.
Give it a go.
Yeah. Or even better, don't be funny and be friends with people who are already funny and working comedy clubs.
Yeah.
Get some blackmail on Yoder.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's a real booker,
that's
right?
That's a guy.
That
yeah.
couldn't be hard.
That's a guy.
You know what I wanted to do next?
Yeah. Ooh,
we had a review for Happy Birthday, Gary. Did you see the review?
I did.
What?
I did see it.
I'm going to ask Mark.
Is
to read
this
the
Roger
review.
Ebert?
No, it's Leroy Diggler.
Do you want to read
this? A.O. Scott from New York
I
Times?
Read. I am legitimately dyslexic, and it took me 8 tries. Not just with him coughing. I read like a fucking retard. So
all
let's
right.
just
this
accept that.
It's kind of long. Okay.
Okay.
This is from Leroy Diggler.
Ooh.
I went from listening.
Sorry, it's not.
All right, we're not
wow.
doing it.
It's not funny.
Let me tell you a little bit about my cats.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody seen Mike Hats?
I'm looking for a Mike
Hats.
My weird that Leroy would write that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, here
okay.
we go.
What else did he write?
He wrote, "I went from listening just because it's you guys to listening because it's actually a pretty good podcast.
Wow. Mm.
The last episode, Bros vs. Hoes, actually show the audience their true personalities.
Mm.
He starts with me, of course. You know, mm-hmm. kind of the
yeah
the anchor.
Kingpin.
The 45-degree angle on this triangle.
Yeah.
500-pound gorilla. Pretty close.
Mark comes from a multicultural upbringing and has pretty much had fortunate shit happen to him most of the time his whole life.
Yeah.
He is a jolly and fairly alpha personality, but not overbearing. Occasionally, he has had to stomp the shit out of someone with his soccer cleats. And he doesn't take shit from people.
No.
But he is generally affable and very likable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He has had good luck with the ladies.
Yeah.
Well, just the one.
Well.
And as good as can be expected with some afflicted... I don't have my glasses on. With a ginger handicap.
Oh,
I
feel you. Wow. Right there.
I don't know. Let me put my glasses on.
Put your glasses on.
He has lived comfortably his entire life. That's true. And has had good success because he's intelligent and well-adjusted, but still has enough quirkiness and humor to him that he is generally outside the mainstream of your average Joe Achiever.
Whoa.
I think that's pretty...
That's pretty accurate.
I can't disagree with it.
Would you say that's true?
I don't know if you've had it good your whole life, but...
I've had it pretty easy compared to most people.
Yeah,
just good stuff happens without me even working at it. Brad is the classic. Funny guy as a defense mechanism dude.
Ooh.
He's surprisingly a very moral person. The type that probably would not fuck his bro's girlfriend, even if he knew his bro would never find out.
Wow.
Just on general principle. Mm. He's never cheated on a girl and believes in true love. Girls have probably commented that he is too nice.
That's
he has walked in on his mammoth cocked friends fucking his girlfriends so often that he's virtually completely desensitized to it.
I wouldn't say mammoth cock.
But bigger than yours. I think he's implying it's bigger than you.
Well,
yeah.
That doesn't have to be mammoth to be bigger than me.
Well,
anyway, go ahead.
Everything's relative.
All right.
He has learned to take the bad fortune in life in stride and sees the humor in everything. Mm-hmm. He loves to engulf himself into fantasy geekdom and definitely has a side of his personality that is perpetually 10 years old. Despite being an atheist agnostic, he still sees the magic and wonder in the world.
I think that's pretty
insightful.
Pretty close.
That's beautiful.
That's pretty good.
Here we go.
Read the last one.
This one's humiliating. Sean is the ultimate sidekick. Boom. Right to the nuts.
Wow.
He has had many mysterious elements to him. He almost, if he is harboring a great secret, secrets, with a little parentheses, well-versed in film, music, literature, and philosophy, he is able to wax on about a variety of subjects proficiently.
Mm-hmm.
He is naturally funny and always has been. One of his secrets is probably an abnormally big, girthy ding-dong that does not look like he could possibly belong to him.
Mammoth-like.
He has probably fucked one of Brad's hoes and regrets it. Although you would not guess it, he has a bitch slapped at least one person.
Wow.
Actually, not the last part's the only thing that's not true.
Barely any of that's true.
How much is that is true?
Almost
probably
none.
None.
How big is your cock, be honest?
Not regular.
Rip. Regular for who, though?
Men? I don't know.
Give me a number of inches your cock is.
In inches?
Between 1 and 3.
I don't know. I think that he just sort of gave up when it got to Sean's.
Yeah, I think.
I'll recycle.
It's one of two things. He really hates Sean and likes me and Brad.
Yeah.
Or he doesn't really think much about you at all.
Yeah.
It's either he hates you or he doesn't care. Well,
it's either indifference or
hatred. Outrage.
That's a how many tasty cakes have you
had? How's that?
Really?
That's a good looking cake.
You're savoring those tasty cakes.
Is there something in the middle?
No.
Not on this one.
Oh, just a cake. Well,
yeah,
that's pretty good.
In the middle, more cake.
That actually makes me think of something. I got a little story for you.
Yeah.
How are we doing on time?
We're out. We're at 567 measures at 120 beats per minute.
All right, let's figure out. Let me do the math on that.
1858.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
So,
let's talk about it.
I go down the other day. Where was I? I was at the Farmer Supply.
Sure.
Farmer Supply.
Of course.
Is that the farmer, the tractor store?
So it's like a tractor store.
TSC?
Sort of. I like to go down to the Farmer Supply. In the back of the Farmer Supply, there is these big black barrels.
Why they got to be black?
Well, that's how they do it. It's a very redneck place.
It's because they're stronger.
They've got, they're good at holding stuff. Well, you'll understand why in a second. There's a big heat lamp, a little metal dish full of chicken feed, and inside of there, dozens and dozens of little baby chicks. Peeps.
Mm.
Little baby chicks. So I go in there, and I look at the chicks, because they're like, it's free. You just go in. Little bucket full of fluffy little baby chicks.
Cute.
And you're like, You look at him, it's cute. You can't, it cheers you up. No matter what's going on in your life, go into a farmer's supply. Look at the ducks. If they've got ducks, fucking forget about it. Ducklings, just running around. And then you reach in and they all, they run to the side. And they're like, So anyway,
I go in. Did you flip one over to see if you want anything?
No, you can't. It doesn't work that way. I go in. You get in trouble.
You just put the kibosh on you.
Yeah. I got like my pockets all fluffing around. Like, what? Anyway, I go out to the car to relax. What is the EQ off? Is the sound levels fucked up?
Just had a twitch. Your head. I got a little cold.
Sounds like an airplane. Oh, no, sorry.
We're good.
Never mind.
Anyway.
You went to the car.
I'm on my chicken high. I'm sitting in the car because I don't want to get back to life just yet. No. I'm like, fuck it. And God damn, my life's so fucking fucked. It's hard. Mm-hmm. For me, it's a good life. I'm lucky. Got a healthy kid.
It's better than the Ethiopians.
It's better than...
Anybody who lives in Africa. Like,
better than Burma.
Pretty much. Oh, Burma.
Myanmar. Burma. We call it Myanmar. Wait, sorry. No, we call it Burma.
Myanmar? Burma?
Myanmar.
So I'm sitting there.
We don't like them.
And I'm staring. You ever like, you're not thinking about anything. You're sort of staring off in the middle distance. You're not looking at anything. I'm staring kind of down at my leg, right? And this thought comes to me where I'm like, I want to eat my leg. I want to take a bite. Like, I didn't think of it as my leg. I'm just looking at this thing. I'm like, look at that piece of meat there. I'd like to just sink my teeth into that fucking thing. You know? Like, just like a piece of meat. And that has to be an odd, not like I'm going to actually eat my leg, but that has to be an odd kind of a thing. I thought that was noteworthy.
I think it's time we end this podcast. No. Never come over to my house again.
No, let me say this. When I used to make prosthetic limbs, right? I made prosthetic
limbs. For fun
limbs.
Or like a real, like
no,
a job?
No, it was my job. I worked at Dillard's Prosthetics in Nashville.
You worked at Dillard's Mall.
This is a fetish shop. People would be like, Dillard's, like the department store? I'm like, yeah, we do prosthetic limbs.
We got a Nautica arm on sale.
No, the guy who owned it was named Dillard. Anyway, we would do what's called a rigid dressing. And that's when you go, when someone's going to get their leg amputated, you go in to the, you know, surgery theater, whatever they're doing at theater. The little operating room. And you stand on against the wall while they cut the leg off. And then
you're in there?
I'm in the room. And
I don't want you anywhere near any kind of medical. I don't want you.
I know. That's the way life is. And then I go in, and then I take fiberglass, and I wrap the stump around and put like a metal fake leg on. Right? And that's for two reasons. One is when they wake up, there's something there. It's not like my leg is gone. There's like a part of, there's already something there. They can't really walk on it, but it's just there for sort of psychological.
Yes.
And the rigid dressing keeps from swelling and keeps compression on and stuff. It's very hard. Anyway, I would go in on these things and it would just like, you do get desensitized to anything. Like the guy will be cutting a leg off and he's hitting on the nurse.
Right.
He's sitting there cutting through a tibia, you know, and he's like, so what are you doing this weekend? Yeah. And there's like chips and bones and shit. And the thing is like you look at it and it looks like ham. It looks like a ham bone. A leg's cut off. And then like you look at it and I got to admit, sometimes I'm like, it looks like
that's.
It didn't gross me out really. One time I got grossed out is when I had a little piece of cut off skin on the bottom of my shoe. And I didn't realize it. You have to put these little things over your feet.
Like when the plumber comes.
For sterilize. Yes. And I go down the hall to throw my things off my feet. And there's like this little hunk. Looks like a pepperoni. Looks like a piece of Canadian bacon. A little slice.
But what did it taste like?
It didn't taste like pepperoni. And I look down the hall and like there's a bunch of little wet spots for like every time I took a step. You know, like when you trail
step
gum behind
by
you.
Step.
Oh.
It's like, baby. It's like you had a big, long slice of skin, like a piece of toilet paper while you're walking out of the bathroom.
His intestines. I'm like dragging the dude behind me.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
What's the point of this story? I'm freaking out.
No, I'm not trying to freak you out. I was just thinking, I'm going to ask, would you under any circumstances eat human flesh?
Whoa.
Yes.
What?
But not my own.
No, not my own. I mean, I was just, probably... that just kind of got me on the thing. It was a weird thought.
I mean, what are they doing with that guy's flesh?
They burn it. They burn it.
You ever smell
burnt
flesh? Yeah. Smoke it if you got it.
Well, and the thing is, I've seen on TV where they'll eat placentas.
Oh, yeah. That's terrifying.
Like they'll make pate.
Yes,
would you eat placenta?
Depends on the circumstance.
I mean, it's human
it's
flesh.
All the only thing I could survive on?
No, no, I mean like just for the fuck of it. Just to knock it off.
I don't even eat shrimp.
I got to tell you.
Shrimp's tasty.
I ate shrimp this afternoon.
I don't
eating
like,
human flesh?
I don't like cleaning it myself, but I'll eat it.
It's on my bucket list. It may have to do it right at the end.
Human. I'll tell you what. Let's try it right about this guy. For those at home, I mean, I pointed at something.
He pointed at his.
I pointed.
That was a dick joke.
But so, that story reminded me of this documentary I saw not too long ago. Well, maybe a year or two ago.
Yeah.
About people who have a fetish about getting part of their body amputated, even though it does not need to be amputated.
No. We had a guy. We had one of those guys who, like, he was one of our patients. And he had an amputee. He was so into being an amputee.
He's like, I just have to get these legs off of me.
He had one leg amputated. But yeah, it's like they get into it. Well... Well, like you were talking about with people cutting their genitals.
Yes.
I think we did that story. But anyway, yeah, that type of stuff. It's
people don't like hurting themselves.
They don't want to do it themselves. They surgically go in and take their arm off for no reason and come back and have an arm.
Is it like I just got too many tattoos and now I can't get any more tattoos, so I have to...
No, they're people. Like, if you looked at them, they're just like, you know... Yeah. Well, the one guy looked like Santa Claus.
Did I tell you about the porn where the woman was... the woman had an amputated leg and she was... With her stump, she was fucking another girl.
I don't think I would watch that.
Well, I didn't want to watch it. I was hanging out with Jesse Case, and he's like, "Look at this."
Oh yeah, it's always Jesse Case.
It's always Jesse Case.
Hey, look at this. What? Ah!
Jesse Case told you to look at the Brooklyn Bridge. Would you look at it?
Would you? I probably would.
Yeah,
I probably would.
It's beautiful.
It's a nice bridge.
It's an architecture
bridge. I wouldn't because of it.
It's a very hip bridge now. Brooklyn. Brooklyn's the place to be if you're a hip young kid.
Beastie Boys. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah,
strokes.
I wouldn't do it for fun. I'd do it at like necessity, but not
if
for
you
fun.
Were like alive in the movie. Like, if you were playing Crash,
yeah, playing Crash, Desert Isle. I would eat the hell out of the.
I think I'd eat somebody like 2 days into it. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't even be like.
You started eating people a little bit too early.
Yeah, dude. I don't know, man.
Isn't there?
I wouldn't
like,
kill him.
I feel like there was some Saturday Night Live sketch.
I think you're thinking of the movie The Mist.
Yeah.
Did I just ruin the end?
Well, there's a Wanda Sykes joke about that.
Yeah?
Where they eat somebody too fast or something like that.
Maybe.
She's pretty funny for a...
The Mist. That was pretty...
Man, if you on a desert island, you man, I ain't gonna eat no human being. That's disgusting. That's nasty. That's just sick. People out there, damn mind. If you think I want any human being, I'm a lesbian now. I'm whatever convenient for me at the time.
I eat people all the time, every night.
Yeah.
I used to have a husband, but now I don't.
I don't think any of us can do a Wanda Sykes impression.
That's just so generic.
I'm Wanda Sykes.
That's just how we're going to sound when we're old.
Well, I was out in the Cool Springs area, Cool Springs, Franklin,
big
Tennessee.
Big fan.
Are you familiar with the hibachi grill?
Yeah, Mongolian.
Omakashi?
Omakashi. I crank called him before.
Did you?
Omakashi, I can't believe it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let me tell you a story.
Never
about
been
omakashi.
To that one.
Oh, well, I've been there. I've been there a lot.
I go to the Mongolian grill there, but not omakashi.
Mongolian grill's pretty fun. Genghis grill?
Genghis.
Oh,
yeah.
Put my fucking pussy in it. It's
whoa,
so good.
Bowl of meat.
Yep. I'll have this bowl of meat, and I'll have these things, and I'll watch you cook it.
Udon noodles.
Yeah, yeah. I love how everybody thinks they're pulling one over by stacking their meat fucking way past the top of the bowl. Anyway, I'm at omakashi.
How's that not getting over?
Well, I mean, it's like barely balancing your baby corn on top of your shrimp, which you don't eat. But.
Aren't most of them like... buffets anyway, so you sort of...
No, it's not a buffet.
Well, we're talking about two different things.
All right,
I'm talking about omakashi. Omakashi has a hibachi grill where they like have the little table and they cook for you on the thing.
Yeah,
they have sushi.
Like
very
like
good
this.
Place. Go in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing about it is like most ethnic restaurants, not to be racist, but they're kind of racist.
Yes.
Like if
sure.
you go to a Mexican restaurant, everyone there is
amigo.
Mexican, right?
And they call you amigo.
Right.
And it's called Las Maracas or Las Sombreros. Right.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
Go to a Chinese restaurant, everybody's Chinese. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about people washing the dishes. We know who those are. And you know, you go to Italian restaurants, generally at least white people.
Yeah.
Right? I go to the omakashi, Japanese cuisine, and the hostess is a white woman.
Not acceptable.
Brown hair, but clearly a honky, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She takes us over to sit us down, and she's like, "Oh, okay, what do you want for your water?" And I'm like, now here's the backstory that I found out late. I found this out later, okay? She was born in Japan, raised in Japan, married a Japanese businessman, and then they moved here to America, where English is her second language. So, but you have this white woman like, oh, you take a drink, or the priest. And we're all like, shut up. They're right behind you. Look,
oh, I'm going tomorrow.
It's like, we all do it, lady.
What's her schedule?
We all do
Can
it.
Can you get me her schedule?
I don't know, but she's wearing a kimono. It's like, oh, honorable. I was like, oh, fuck me.
She's got like a Hello Kitty purse.
She's got like...
She's got a Casio
anime
watch.
Pink hair. She's got like a cat rabbit somehow. Oh, man.
She's got an amputated leg.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I wish.
Went too far, buddy.
Sorry.
Then she could...
I got to go there tomorrow.
You know what else? You know what?
Your leg amputated.
I wrote down Memphis versus Nashville May 7th, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think so.
Well, just I think instead we just have a party for Corey. How about that? A going-away party?
Just go to Bongo Java on May 7th, and maybe we'll be there.
No. Don't
say hey, what the hell? Just go there.
Yeah, go there. If we're there,
I'll get coffee.
If we're not there, then
you know what?
Then you can get some coffee.
Check out Happy Birthday Gary.
Find Carly. She's
Find
cute.
Carly. She's so fucking hot. Go to Happy Birthday Gary on.
She's like 19.
She's old.
She's like probably 20 now.
Happy Birthday Gary on Facebook, and
we'll post.
I'll post something about whatever we are doing.
Yeah,
and befriend us, and make sure you join us on iTunes and subscribe to.
Happy we got Birthday pulled Gary, from iTunes.
What? Did we?
Yeah, according to an email from Chad Ryden.
What? Why?
Probably because he said because we maybe played a stick song or something.
Oh, really?
Did someone report us?
Uh-huh.
Who?
What?
Someone who wasn't man enough to say something to our face.
Who on earth can... Oh, man, we're not on iTunes anymore.
Yeah.
Well, hey, go to Facebook.com/HappyBirthdayGary.
So, yeah, that's going to...
Okay, well, anyway. Sorry. Find us however you find us.
Do we need to change the name of the podcast?
No, we're not changing anything.
Fun potatoes. Fun potatoes.
Zombie prom is this weekend.
Whoa.
Going to zombie prom. I met a girl.
Is she into you?
I don't know. As much
she's
as a girl.
Got piercings.
As much as a girl can be into me, I think she is. She's very pierced. Pierced in the
and
lip.
She loves the Lord.
Devout Christian.
She's pierced.
I'm not
the
making
Lord.
Meatballs. She's
Why are you making meatballs?
I'm
with
not
me?
Making meatballs. I know how you feel, but she's devout Christian, so I don't know how this is
gonna
end up
it's
going.
It's gonna work great. Well, she just as long as you don't want to have sex with her, it's just gonna be great.
Mm-hmm. Well, once you get married, you can.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Right, I will just get married.
Yeah.
And what's the big deal?
Marriage big deal. Doesn't mean anything. So
not really. Just, not to most people.
Speaking of devout Christians.
Yes.
I got to talk to Mark.
Let's talk about it.
The original. We were going to do which is better.
Right.
I usually sent out an email that's like, hey guys.
10 minutes
this
before
is
we
right.
meet.
Just to give you a heads up on which is going to be which is
right,
better. Because,
right.
I mean, I want it to be spontaneous,
Keep
but also
fresh.
I want you to know.
You don't
want
to write anything.
Right.
Yeah.
And my which is better idea was Superman versus Jesus. Mark didn't like that. Put a kibosh on it. No.
Yeah.
No.
Because I'm
no making fun of Jesus.
No, Superman.
Oh. Oh.
No, yeah.
Okay. Well, in that case, Batman versus Jesus.
Yeah, Batman. Let's do it.
He's one of those cryptids.
Here's my philosophy on it.
Yeah.
I'm okay to make a little bit fun of Jesus, but for, you know, a whole podcast.
Well, I mean, it's not even making fun of him, I don't think.
I think it is. Do you think I really like any of these RoboCop or Swamp Things?
I don't know. I gotta tell you.
You know, it was just something I really didn't want to do.
Okay.
All right. It's okay. I just wanted to bring it up. I mean, I've heard you make fun of Muslims and Jewish people.
Absolutely.
And Mexicans.
Because they're all going to hell.
Some would say
okay
it's hypocritical. That's all I'm saying.
It's okay to laugh at the damned.
Well, yeah. I know that.
That's
I'm just
point.
Saying.
Yeah, you know, it probably is a little hypocritical, but yeah, I'm pretty comfortable with that. I'm not saying
that's all right.
I'm not saying I'm not a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Well, all right. I mean,
comfortable with that.
Okay, yeah. If you're comfortable
Let
with it.
Let he who is without sin cast the first stone, huh?
That's in the Bible.
Yep.
It's all in the Bible. All
right, let's do it. Superman versus Jesus.
No, we're not doing it. We're not doing it.
Because, you know, by the end of it, maybe you guys will get
up,
saved.
I came up.
Muhammad
well, that's the thing. I mean, you know,
Muhammad.
You're the strength of your faith would probably be like, hey, you guys are fucked up. And then we'd be like, you're right.
Yeah.
You showed us what we're doing. But instead.
I'm not ready to go to church every Sunday.
No, I don't want to do that. Well, Sunday. I have to get used Sounds to it exhausting. if I'm gonna get married to this suicide girl. So here are my other ideas.
Yeah, just go ahead and stick that.
Puppies versus
your toes,
kittens.
That's fine.
Puppies versus kittens.
But in light of the whole cat trap,
you know thing,
yeah. Thought we were doing
kill the cat.
Mark's superstitious hangups versus fun.
We could do that,
but we already know who won.
funded.
King James versus X-Man.
Oh. I believe in King James, so I can't do that one.
The King James Bible. Yeah. Right. Well, do we want to talk about that situation at all? The how what national comedy has descended into?
Sure, let's talk about it.
Because nobody, know if anyone, no one really.
Because I will kick both of their asses right now.
Wow!
You, if they will meet me in South Florida at 4 o'clock right today.
Oh man,
that's the only way I'll do it, though.
I don't.
No, I don't.
I don't want anyone to fight anyone anymore.
I don't.
Please stop fighting.
Guys,
everyone
fought.
Seriously, no fighting.
I've never been.
That's the whole. The best part about being a comedian is you don't have to resort to physical violence.
Yeah,
I can't fight. I'm pretty good at pressing charges. So don't. Yeah. I mean, I can do that, but I can't punch people or receive a punch. I just got these braces on.
Yeah,
dude.
That'll hurt your lips.
Well, it hurt my lips. And you know how much I've spent on these fucking things already?
I don't mind a fight. I haven't been in a fight in a long time.
Yeah, but I mean, that's like this thing lately where everybody's like, boop, boop. It's like, what the fuck?
And to
speak out against it sounds like being a pussy, which I'm a pussy, whatever. I'm but like, stop fucking fighting.
Coward.
God damn it.
Just, it's okay for you to have convictions.
I'm a huge coward.
What would Jesus do? That's Mark's question.
He would not fight anybody, for sure.
Superman would fight him.
Yeah, well, Superman's no Jesus.
Well, that's a good point. Well, I guess we'll never know, though.
Here's a real question, though.
All right.
Jesus died for our sins. Yeah. Is that just this planet, or does that extend to Krypton?
In the
are those people damned?
Multiverse?
Are those people damned?
We could have found out, but you know what?
We'll never know now.
You know what we're gonna do instead?
We don't know.
Are you guys ready for this week's which is better?
No. Yeah, sure.
Which is better?
Yes.
Sherlock Holmes
versus
Lieutenant Columbo.
Wow.
I've never been out of the country, so I don't know if I can.
Pretty good compromise.
Talk about Columbia.
Pretty good.
You can do this.
Columbia? Never been.
You guys ready? It's gonna be pretty good. We're gonna have to.
We got 6 minutes. No,
we
have 24.
We may go short.
24 is good. 24 is a good amount.
We could go short. We got to play a song at the end too.
Yeah. Well, as long as it's not a stick
anymore.
Song.
We can't play any more songs. Yeah.
Well, we can. We're off iTunes.
Oh fuck it. Well, we got to lose now. In for a penny, in for a pound.
Yeah, sixpence none the richer.
All right, I'm gonna get you some hot tea. Are you all right?
Do you want me to make you green
sick.
Tea?
Oh man.
Well, that'd be. It's just allergies.
Wanna,
I'm just allergic to
taste.
I'm not mad at you for being sick. I just want you to feel better.
You sound mad.
Do you taste
I
cake?
Sound mad all the time,
I
guys.
Know
listen,
you do.
I love you both. I've just had the today so many fucking things. I have like the show fell a fucking part.
The omakase. How did this the show can still happen?
No, I don't fucking even care anymore. It's such a pain in the dick. Mm-hmm. I sent out this email. One person fucking replies to it, and then a week later, it's not just that.
I told you I wasn't sure if I could do it.
I know you did.
I changed my plans
I know,
so
I know.
That now I can.
I know.
Do
I know.
It.
I know. I'm just saying.
So now I got to change my plans again.
No,
so
don't change anything. I don't know. We'll figure that out anyway. Anyway, it's put me in this irritated state. I don't mean. I love you. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
I'm so great. Guys,
I'm sorry.
I'm not. I was just joshing you.
All right.
I was just making meatballs.
You know what? Let's go out in the parking lot and fucking handle this.
No.
Dude, no, right now.
I'm a coward.
You're going to be coughing up blood in a minute.
Somebody asked me last night if I was going to fight anyone, and I said I'm a grown-up. And like a grown-up, I make fun of people behind their back quietly
enough.
Whatever
happened to belittling
that they
comments?
Don't hear me.
What happened to the dark corner backstabbing?
That's exactly the only thing I'm capable of.
Or get on stage and zing them
into
humiliation. Don't, I don't know. That's so fucking retarded.
Why would you? Yeah.
Everyone's retarded.
I.
No offense. Don't beat me up, but.
I wonder if any
call me retarded. Fuck.
Anything to do with me not going to any comedy show for like a month?
You know what? I'm not. I'm just saying, none of this should happen when we had a white president. That's all I'm saying.
Fact.
I mean, that's just two facts next to each other. You tell me
that's
what's
a good
up.
Point.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Which is better, Sherlock Holmes versus Columbo?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Better voice.
Ooh.
Well,
who had a better voice?
I can tell you this. You don't have a Sherlock Holmes impression, so
no,
I'm going Columbo.
It's probably Columbo.
And what?
Excuse me, ma'am.
Peter Falk may be the great voice of all time.
Excuse me.
Voice.
That's a pretty great voice.
Other than Rod Stewart, he's one of the great voices.
I hate Rod Stewart with a passion. Oh, I hate Rod Stewart.
You know, I guess Sherlock Holmes is sort of a generic, proper English.
I say, what is that?
That's not very.
It's a clue.
Yeah, Columbo wins.
Yeah, that's not even.
Hands
there's
down.
Nothing really to
not
discuss about it.
Plans.
Columbo. Who would win in a basketball game?
Wow.
This over here to Mark.
Basketball game.
I understand Sherlock Holmes would be a lanky fella.
I think
right?
He's got the height advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, but
let me say this too before we get too into it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen the Sherlock Holmes movie.
Oh, you haven't seen any of them?
No, I haven't seen the Morton Downey Jr.
That would be a tough one to see.
Junior.
It's pretty good.
Junior Honey.
Jim J. Bullock.
Yeah,
it's
pretty good. Iron Man.
It's cool.
Von.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm talking about when I'm talking about Sherlock Holmes.
If you're talking about that Sherlock
Holmes. Hound of the Baskervilles. Yeah, yeah.
That Sherlock Holmes would definitely win in a basketball game.
Yeah, because he's...
Against Columbo. I think either of them could really... Because Columbo, I mean, he wasn't really a man of action. He
probably had good...
You know?
Yeah, but he'd probably a good ball handler.
I don't know.
He's only got the one eye. So,
that's a good point.
Fucking Sherlock Holmes come up around his side, he would know that.
Not going to do any no look passes.
Well technically, they'd all be no look. Yeah.
But on the other hand, Sherlock Holmes, he's some proper English fella. Whereas Columbo's from the streets, obviously. He's kind of a rough and tumble. He's played some street basketball. So,
I'll go Columbo on that one.
I feel like. Okay. All right. I think he's fought people. He's an athlete.
Yeah, he's a little athletic. I think and he's pretty. I imagine Holmes could quickly pick up the fundamentals of the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Oh, so I put the basket in here. Who had a better sidekick? Sherlock Holmes' Watson, or Columbo's dog Fang?
Wow. I think
the dog, incidentally, did not ever officially have a name, but he did consider naming it Fang, and that's as close as he ever came to naming it. That's just some Columbo trivia. But his dog.
Thank God.
Watson or Columbo's
dog. I think Watson.
Dog.
I feel like Sherlock Holmes and Watson are.
I think when anything we compare a human to a dog.
The dog wins.
The dog will win.
Yeah.
No.
I think they're basically the same. I think they were both basically sort of sounding boards for their ideas. Like,
Columbo
is sort of like, it's my dog, you know.
There's some versions where, like, Sherlock is kind of an idiot and Watson is really the one who solves crimes. Like, I've seen some modern, more modern, like, reimaginings of it where,
Sherlock
Holmes
is like Mr. Magoo.
Yeah. He's like, where am I? What's going on?
It's like Inspector Gadget without any any shit. He's just he just falls ass backwards into catching some Scooby-Doo trap and he catches everybody.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to say Fang.
I say Watson.
Well, they do have one other similarity. Sherlock kept him on a leash as well.
Wow.
And had to pick his poop up.
And he only loved him for the doggy style.
Wow.
Doggy dog. All right, guys. Bigger dick.
Bigger dick.
Who had a bigger dick?
Columbo.
Columbo's dick.
He had to tuck in his sock.
That's why he had to wear a trench coat. Down to his fucking knees. That's how he lost his eye.
His first boner.
Fucking boner. What is this? And my wife always likes to... my eye! Over here.
Over here.
All right. Who solved more crimes?
I feel like
to be Sherlock Holmes because he's been around for like hundreds of years.
Yeah.
Columbo's been around since the 70s.
Yeah, but like a book counts as a crime generally, right?
Yeah,
And Columbo had, six seasons? How many seasons?
A lot of seasons.
There?
180
I feel like
episodes.
There have been a lot of different Sherlock Holmes movies and books and stuff.
Short stories, vignettes, novellas. And the real Sherlock Holmes that was based on.
Okay, you want to know what?
What?
Columbo pretty much would solve one murder at a time where... Sherlock Holmes, he would solve like a bunch of crimes along the way. Like, oh, you're the guy who escaped from prison. Oh, and you're the one who murdered these people. And you're the one who stole the whatever.
Yeah.
And
Elementary.
It's all Elementary. Okay.
It's like The Wire. It's all connected.
Okay. Better catchphrase, Elementary, my dear Watson, or excuse me, ma'am. One more thing.
The one more thing.
Yeah.
That was the best because
one more thing.
It always seemed like all hope was lost.
Yeah. No, it always seemed like the guy was like, finally, this fucker is leaving. He's in the doorway.
Right.
Oh, one more thing. And he got him.
Is this your shoe?
No! That is my shoe. Damn it.
The only reason I'm asking is because you have one on your foot and one. And another barefoot, and this one looks just like
me, ma'am. My wife, she always wears shoes.
Size 14, wide?
One more thing. This gun in your hand. Are you about to shoot me with
it's video
tape? Well, the thing I love about Columbo's are like they're so old that like he didn't have a cell phone or anything. So like,
he's always all the phone calls
he would give. He would tell someone he was going to be at someone's house, and he's, "I'm sorry, I have to get the call here." I would like to start doing that when I go to someone's house.
Yeah, you can't do that anymore.
Call for me. Yeah, no.
Hey, yeah, give me a call down at the diner. You know,
just give someone Mark's home phone number and have him call while I'm over. Oh yeah, I just told him I'd be here between the hours of whatever.
Didn't
you
used to do that though?
That's what he
used to do. That I used to do that all the time.
Really?
No, I never let anyone know. Yeah.
No one's ever called me.
I've taken a call at a diner before.
That would be cool. I'm bringing
it's
phone
awesome.
To the fucking
table.
No,
you got to walk to the front.
Wow.
Okay. That's pretty cool, too.
Mr. Nunson, there's a call for you.
Excuse me now.
That's what.
It's all. It's that's cool. How, it's so cool.
You I'm shouldn't do that because that's what happened in North by Northwest. They were like, they thought there was a call for him.
Yeah.
He raised his hand, and then they screwed up his life. He had to climb.
He was on the lam.
He's like,
I mean, he ended up having sex with a girl.
Over. So. Wait a minute. Yeah, he stopped a plane with
a
truck,
that's
didn't he?
Good.
I'm pretty good at. I'm pretty good at the wait.
I haven't seen North by Northwest in a long time, but
that's a pretty good fucking movie.
He's coming to the Belcourt.
Well, Sean knows because he's really into film, and he has a big dick.
Yeah, that's true. I was actually going to make
bitch slap somebody.
Two other film comments, but they don't have to be right now.
Are you
now.
Trying to not make them?
I want
to
hear film comments.
Okay.
Make a film comment.
Columbo, the character,
yes,
based on a character in a French movie called Diabolique. There's a sort of old,
bumbling
kind of slipshod, ramshackle Flibbertigibbet gibbet.
I'll tell you this. Peter Falk went home
when
they were starting, when he was doing the casting or whatever, went home and got the trench coat out of his closet. That's his thing. He was like, this is what Columbo would wear.
He would wear a trench coat.
And he took it down there, and they were like, you got it. You got it, buddy.
That reminded me of an episode of the Brady Bunch where Greg fit into a jacket.
Got hit in the nose with a football.
Johnny Bravo, the jacket fits.
Also,
fun fact too.
There's a great Buster Keaton movie called Sherlock Jr. Perhaps the greatest silent comedy of all time. Buster Keaton is reading about how to be a detective, and he falls asleep and has a wacky dream about solving crime.
That Buster Keaton. People don't even appreciate how brilliant
he was. He was a nut. He hurt himself horribly, broke his back many times because
he cut one of his fingers off.
Yeah.
He's nuts.
Crazy.
You know the glasses he would wear? He wasn't wearing glasses.
What?
They were painted right onto his face.
What?
Yep, when he was doing stunts, he just painted glasses on.
What kind of shoes he wore?
What? He didn't wear shoes. They were painted his feet black.
Buster Browns.
you're thinking of Michael Keaton.
Michael
Keaton Jr. Morton Jr.
Morton Downey Jr.
Morton. All right. What did we give that to? What was it?
Ty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's winning?
Better. I don't even know.
Columbo's.
Columbo's going to win. all right. Which is a better fun fact?
Okay. Oh, fun fact.
Ooh. Fun facts.
Fun fact.
The phrase elementary, my dear Watkin, it never appears in anything.
Really?
He never actually says that.
Huh.
That's a fun fact. He never says an elementary, my dear Watson.
Hmm.
And Lieutenant Columbo has no first name.
What?
The character Columbo. Now, there's a little bit of, if you Google, you might get into this thing where someone will say his name with something. He doesn't have a name. Trivial Pursuit had a card that said he did have a name, and it was like Peter or John or something like that, but that's not true. The character Columbo never had a first name.
Hmm.
It was Lieutenant Columbo.
I think
which is a better fun fact. They're both pretty, fascinating and pretty groundbreaking.
Good. Yeah. We're really breaking ground.
Because, I mean, two questions ago, I broke some ground.
Yeah.
Right here, elementary, my dear, is a catchphrase attributed to Sherlock
Holmes.
So
you were lying.
That's not even his catchphrase.
Two questions
I just fucked
ago,
your
you lied
world
to us.
Up. I just fucked your fucking life up.
Wow, you lied to us.
Like a cat in a cage, motherfucker.
Play it again, Sam. That's also not in Casablanca.
That's right. Okay,
let's
not
get out.
There's
a lot of stuff
like
that.
And, what was, like, Jimmy Cagney never said,
he probably said that. Badges, we don't need no stinking badges. It's not exactly like that.
That's not exactly
badges, we don't need no stinking badges.
Right.
That's how it said.
No.
Obi-Wan Kenobi never said, may the force be with you.
No.
He wasn't even in that movie.
No, he did say the movie. His voice did. He was dead. No, he said, use the force.
He did.
He did say use the force. He didn't say may it be with you.
Columbo. I choose Columbo for this one.
Columbo's fun fact is more interesting?
Yeah, it's a great fun
fact. Yeah,
it's
a pretty good fun fact. Oh, we got time. We're doing all right.
Yeah, we got 11, 10 and a half minutes.
I'm going to say Columbo.
Okay.
All right.
What do you think, Mark?
I'll go with you guys on this one. You talked me into it.
Yeah.
All right.
I was leaning the other way, but you
all
know,
right.
You guys did such a good job of selling it.
Who solved more crimes? I wrote that one.
We
twice.
Did this one.
Yeah. Sorry.
This time I'll go Columbo.
Had a shitty day, guys. I'm so sorry. My life is good. You know what? My life is great. Can I take a second?
It's yeah, let's good. Talk
my
about it.
My life is pretty great.
You got it. Going
a
to the prom.
Friend roommate that I yeah. love.
You going to the prom?
I'm going to the prom with a pretty girl.
Yeah.
I want to kiss her so bad.
You should kiss her.
She'll stab your face.
I want to kiss her so fucking bad.
Will she
bad.
Hear this?
No. Maybe once it's too late.
Yeah.
Nobody. Not if it's not on iTunes.
Once she hears it, she'd be like, ew, you wanted to kiss me?
Oh, my God.
Gross.
You wanted to kiss me? That's why you asked me?
He has a beard.
This is just an elaborate ploy to kiss me.
He has a beard.
Better style. Columbo's coat and cigar or Holmes' hat and pipe?
Better for what?
Just better. Just like, better? Yeah, that guy's got style.
Man, Sherlock's like a
yeah.
pimp, man.
Yeah, Sherlock, yeah.
Sherlock like, is kind of pimping.
He's got all kinds of cool like hats with little buttons at the top.
That's
he's,
true.
He's got... I think every one of his suits has three pieces.
The thing about it
more.
Is, if you wear a Sherlock Holmes hat, people are like, "What are you, Sherlock Holmes?" But yeah. if you wear like a trench coat, nobody's like, "Are you Columbo?" They're like, "What are you, a fucking pervert?
Yeah,
bus station or
are
something?"
You creep?
Yes,
like, you are, creep.
I go. Sherlock.
I hate to.
You one of them creepers?
I hate to. I'm gonna vote present because I don't want to vote against Columbo.
Wow.
But
Sherlock Holmes. That's
right.
My vote.
Okay. All right. Better origin story, Krypton or Christmas? Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Wait. No, I'm sorry.
Can I throw out another fun fact?
Is it about some people going to hell?
No. It goes back to Sherlock Holmes. Watson never said, "No shit, Sherlock." He did not. I could not find that in any of my readings.
Well, that's I think true. In the newer versions.
It's true.
All right, now what I wrote here is it gonna work? I wrote
it.
Here, I'm gonna beatbox and you guys rap about Columbo.
Okay.
You and, better let Mark rap about Columbo.
Sean will go for
you Mark, who you pick?
I can't.
Columbo rap? Or Sherlock?
You pick.
I'll take Sherlock.
All right, and you get Columbo.
Ah, crap.
All right, Mark goes first. Ready?
Yeah.
We're gonna do just like regular 16 measure, whatever. No, okay. No big deal. Ready?
Give me a little beat there, mate. My name is Sherlock. My name is Holmes. All those criminals, leave me alone. I'll put them in the slam. I'll put them in the paddy wagon. I'll kick their butt. I ain't bragging. I got my buddy over here. His name is Elementary Watson. That's right. Elementary. That's the grade level. Elementary school. He's a fool. I keep him on a leash. Because I'm a beast. And I'll kill that one-eyed Columbo.
Yay!
Great job.
Fun potatoes.
I'm going to slow it down for you, all right? Give you a slower kick ass beat. Ready? Are you ready?
I don't know.
This is going to be humiliating.
I'm already humiliated.
Do you want me to do Columbo too?
Yeah.
$5. Right.
Ready? You going to do them both?
$5.
No. Fine. That's fine.
Give me $5?
And then you vote.
I got to see $5.
Wow.
I mean,
vote on which
I have
better.
To see
Columbo!
The
Columbo! Yay! That's my song.
No, I'm not doing
okay,
it.
Okay, well then, Sherlock
I don't
Holmes
see $5.
All right.
Sherlock Holmes wins.
Sherlock Holmes wins.
How
good job.
Columbo!
You're not going to rap?
He got a coat. Yeah.
Here comes a beat.
Go, Sean.
What is that? That's pretty hot.
I ain't no Dumbo. I'm Lieutenant Columbo.
Wow.
Taking the criminals and putting them like gumbo. Cooking them up. Stew them in a pot. That's right, one time I got shot in the eye.
Whoa.
Now it's all lazy. All the girls, they think I'm crazy, but I'm solving all the crimes without a problem. Check out the hook while the DJ revolve them.
Wow.
Oh, wow. God, you got so fucking owned, man.
Man.
Are you going to take that like a
yes.
King James?
Yes, I'm not.
You
a,
just got. Oh.
I'm not a,
that's how you freestyle, fool.
I don't freestyle.
I guess pimping is dead.
I don't freestyle.
Ego tripping is easy.
I don't freestyle.
Okay. Well,
anything.
I'll freestyle against anybody.
Dude, don't say that.
No, seriously.
No.
Don't get in my face.
Best protect your neck, son.
Well, very excellent rhymes.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Those are dope rhymes, sir.
I used to beatbox better when I didn't have braces on. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry about that. And I was giggling. All right, enough excuses. Ready?
Yes.
Ready? Better detective.
Ooh.
Who's a better detective?
Wow.
Well, here's the thing. Columbo had the advantage of some excellent TV writers.
Yeah, that's true. You well, know, sometimes.
From the 70s.
Sometimes he didn't, yeah.
Well, I
where they
like
basically take the script from Policewoman and just change the characters.
Man. Yes. Yeah.
I feel like they both solved every crime. They did.
Yeah.
Didn't they both?
Yeah, but I feel like Columbo always knew right away what was going on. And he was smooth about it. Where I think Sherlock Holmes actually had to figure shit out. He was
yeah.
like, had shit wrong, and then he figured it out. I'm going to say Columbo.
Well, based on what you just said, why would you say Columbo?
I feel like both of them solved the same amount of... Both of them had 1,000 average. It's like they
so
have
you're
to,
tied.
I'm saying
well, they don't put the ones on that they don't solve.
I'm saying it's a push.
I'm sure they wrote one and they said, well, he didn't solve it. Well, we don't air that one.
Yeah.
Comedy Central doesn't show you the comics who bomb.
It's only based on evidence. So you can't go based on
evidence.
Stuff that isn't there. I mean, I can't write a novel about stuff that isn't.
You had me at you can't write a novel.
Wow.
Oh.
I can write a novel. I'll write one right now.
Write that novel.
Okay, ready?
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
All right. Better actor. Now, there was a, on BBC, of course Peter Falk's going to win this, but let's just say this about, I'm not talking,
I guess
we can talk about Morton Downey Jr., and he could be the Robert Downey Jr.
Morton Downey Jr.
And he can be your actor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you stack them all up against Peter Falk. I don't give a fuck what
Robert Downey Jr. is an incredible actor.
But he never had the opportunity to be in It's a Mad
Yeah.
That's true.
Or,
I love that movie.
Robin and the Seven Hoods. Or
he was in some John Cassavetes
movies. Or The Princess Bride. Sorry,
some Wings of Desire.
Sorry, I just won. Yeah. Well,
let's go down.
Well,
Robert,
but there
Robert
was,
Downey Jr.
Who's the guy?
He's in a lot of good movies.
Who's the guy who played Max Headroom?
That guy.
That guy played Sherlock Holmes for some fucking reason in that BBC.
Well, you know why he did it. You know why he did it.
Why?
He was cast.
Yeah, they let him.
That's a pretty good point. Well. I can't believe they couldn't.
I can't get behind that. Like
I can't believe they couldn't find a British actor in.
There are enough British.
Did Alec Guinness ever play Sherlock Holmes?
He should have.
He would have been a good one.
Yeah.
Peter Sellers kind of did.
Did he?
Well.
Are you talking about the Pink Panther?
Yeah. Clouseau?
He kind of did. It's a ripoff of it.
I just don't understand why they get like.
It's a ripoff of Sherlock
Holmes.
They get
British actors to play Nazis. And like Rome, remember? Did you watch HBO the TV series Rome? Excellent.
No, I didn't see that one. I think
that was pretty good.
I didn't.
But everyone had a British accent. Nobody was.
You would think they would be
Italian. You would think they'd be like, "Hey, I'm over here," but they're like, I say, Cletus, we're going to go here. You know,
why does every hobbit have it? Why are hobbits have British accents?
Why don't they have a Middle Earth accent?
Yeah,
like an authentic Middle Eastern accent.
It's every movie. Well, in American movies, you're not allowed to put any foreign language in them, really. I mean,
people
don't
like reading.
I don't like reading.
A preference thing.
Yeah,
like it won't.
But in Valkyrie, they started out with Tom Cruise speaking German, and then they changed.
I don't like
over,
what they did.
I didn't see
at
that.
Least,
they do that in some. They did that in Hunt for Red October.
Yeah,
and I'm like, wait, pick a fucking style and stick with it. I'll read if I have to.
Well, there was a movie with Harrison Ford doing a Russian accent that was horrible. It's like, why even just... Why does Harrison Ford have to be
You know what
that?
I saw?
Why do they put Sean Connery in any movie where he has to be anyone other than Sean Connery? Like, when he's Spanish...
Keanu Reeves in Bram Stoker's Dracula. Like, I ran into a bloody inferno. I'm like, oh, get the fuck away from me. You couldn't find an English guy?
They're Englishmen.
Yeah.
There's tons of... And they're all actors. Like they're all fucking homos, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come
on. They're all gay people. That's why the population is...
Dwindling.
Yeah.
Dwindling.
That's why their teeth are all fucked up from all the dicks.
Gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The face fucking.
Whoa. Can we say that?
Man.
Can we say that on iTunes?
Busted up by some dick.
I don't know.
Oh, man. We got
we got a minute and 10 seconds.
Let's do it. All right.
They're giving us a light.
Who's more Batman?
Falk.
Yeah, sure.
Columbo? You don't even think about it. Come on. Don't just now think about it.
No, Sherlock Holmes. He had all those gadgets. He did.
He did.
Ooh, he had
he
gadgets.
Did.
He had
new
gadgets.
Movie.
He had a lot of gadgets. Oh,
and he kind of had a costume, sort of.
Yeah, I go Holmesies.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll give that one to him. Who would win in a fight? Sherlock Holmes fighting Columbo.
Sherlock Holmes.
I think Sherlock Holmes.
He did fight a lot. He did. Sherlock Holmes more.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he did. He fought.
Columbo had, like, when he needed muscle, he would get the cops.
Columbo didn't even have a gun.
Yeah,
he didn't have a gun permit.
He'd get, like, the men in uniform would come.
Yeah, I didn't mean to say he didn't have a gun permit. He didn't. He was supposed to go take his gun test, and he would have other people go take it for him and then give him the pass and stuff. He doesn't even carry a gun. Like Andy Taylor in Andy Griffith Show.
Sheriff.
Wow.
Barney had a bullet.
It's beautiful.
Which is a better villain, Professor Moriarty
Ooh.
Or Johnny Cash? There was a Columbo where he matched wits with Johnny Cash. Or Johnny Cash playing a very Johnny Cash type character who was like a country music star who was foiled by his guitar.
Oh, no.
Well, then, it's got to be Moriarty.
He found a lot of cocaine in it?
No, he faked a plane crash.
Just like Leonard Skinner.
He faked a plane crash.
That old one.
That his guitar would have been on the plane, but he left his guitar off of the plane, and then he like jumped out with a parachute. I don't remember exactly. He jumped out and let the plane crash, and somebody died inside of it or whatever.
Oh, no.
And if he had left his guitar, that's how Columbo figured it out. He's like, see, you always take a guitar with you, and you didn't take it this time.
Well, then he sounds like a crappy villain, so we can't get behind him.
Moriarty's
But it's
fiendish.
Johnny Cash. That's He's pretty fiendish. Badass. Moriarty's pretty badass.
Johnny Cash is a lot better now than when you really saw him back then doing a lot of stuff live.
Yeah.
Like your memories of Johnny Cash.
Yeah, that's true.
It's kind of like kindergarten.
It's rose colored.
The girl you liked in sixth grade or whatever, and now you see her with the four
songs.
Kids.
He's
still
and quite the, a character. He had some good songs.
I don't think he's talking about his song. I think he's talking about
Johnny
Cash. Other than
about Johnny, the mystique.
Being, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's true, because this was during like the
he
70s.
He went to prison. He's so cool.
Huge fucking collars and shit.
Yeah.
All right. Last question.
Uh-oh.
This is for all the tits in America.
Woo.
Which is a better insult? No shit, Sherlock.
Oh, yeah. I ruined it.
Or way to go, Columbo.
People
say shit in the no shit, Sherlock. Shit, anything with shit is
yeah.
Better.
I'm
going
to admit
shit.
That no shit, Sherlock is more common than way to go, Columbo, but I've heard way to go, Columbo. And they switch up. You can hear like no shit, Columbo or something like that.
Way to go, Sherlock.
Way to go, Sherlock.
Mm.
No.
Way to Columbo, Sherlock. Downey
Jr.
You
don't
really Columbo'd that one.
I wonder how many people can really relate to
Columbo
outside of this room. I watched a lot of Columbo.
Columbo legged.
I've heard, and not just because I'm a big Columbo fan, I've heard people call people Columbo.
Yeah.
In an insulting manner.
No,
I've heard
Sherlock.
Them call him Kojak.
No, yeah. Just because they're bald?
On or? Mrs. Columbo. Did you ever watch Mrs. Columbo?
No.
Oh.
Is that a cartoon? Is she a superhero?
No.
Is this made up?
That's for another time.
Is it Bea Arthur?
We're running low on time, guys. Do you guys...
they'll cut us off on
no
iTunes,
shot,
right?
No shit, Sherlock, or way to go?
No shit, Sherlock.
No shit, Sherlock?
No shit,
no
Sherlock.
Shit, Sherlock.
All right, who's the winner? Let's add them up.
Jesus.
Columbo.
I think Columbo won, I think.
Yeah. I mean, all Sherlock did was beat him up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've already proven that that's not how you really
succeed
in life.
That's not how you solve
your
problems.
That's not how you solve a problem between at an open mic.
No.
No. Or,
first of all, you shouldn't have any problems in an open mic.
Or in the rough and tumble world of
it's all about an open mic.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Happy
like,
birthday,
it's
Gary.
It's like someone getting into a fight about White Castle and crystals. I like to go to White Castle on my anniversary.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Crystals is better.
I like sliders.
White Castle has a turkish chicken in it. I cut Brad off. He's going to say something.
Crystal got a corn pup. Got a chili cheese pip.
I know that Patton Oswalt does a joke about the famous bowls.
Yeah.
Kentucky Fried Chicken where they have potato and all the stuff.
Yeah.
Have you seen the new Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Let's go get one.
It's a sandwich. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's called a double down.
It's a sandwich. Instead of bread, it's two pieces of chicken.
Yeah. What? Meatless, boneless.
With what is in the middle?
Bacon
and cheese.
Cheese.
That's it. There's no bread. It's your top piece of bread is a watering. Piece of fucking chicken, fried fucking chicken.
We're going right now. We'll get you a shirt, but we'll go.
This is a shirt?
Yeah, put a fucking shirt on.
Last time I...
Remember?
At Liquid Smoke. Yeah,
like, I didn't even know you yet.
Yes.
I didn't even really know who Sean was. I just knew some comic was going to come do like a few minutes. I saw him at the open mic once, and I just... My whole set was like, this guy wearing a t-shirt? What's you forget something there? You got underwear on under that?
Yeah.
I just ripped on him for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That was my whole set that night.
That
sounds
was
like something you
then
do.
He went up and bombed while no one listened.
Yeah. That's true.
That was everybody at Liquid
They're
Smoke.
They're going to start doing a new show at Liquid Smoke.
Are they really?
I don't know how you feel about
that. Did anybody
that.
Clear that with me?
I don't know.
That's your
Oh,
man.
No, it's not
That's
my
your place.
Fight.
No, I told them I didn't. I told them I didn't want to do it anymore, but I would find a replacement if someone did. So it looks like that was like three
you
or four
did.
Years ago.
You finally did it 8 years later.
So, no, maybe I'd love to go perform, but I don't want to put a show on down there.
What should our... Oh, there's the phone.
There's the phone.
What should our outro song be? Do you have any Johnny this Cash?
One? Yeah, I've got Johnny Cash.
All right. Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday,
Happy
Gary.
Birthday, Gary.
Early one morning while making the rounds, I took a shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. I went right home and I went to bed. I stuck at 11:44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed that gun. Took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joints, taking the pills. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just to read it to me. Shut her down because she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. They put me on a train and they took me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They slapped my dyed carcass in that county jail. Early next morning, about a 9:30, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. Up then he coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, come on, you dirty hack, into that district court. Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was handled by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that little judge come as to look about. In about 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me. The judge, he smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget the day I shut that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be.
These men have receptions, Matlock, A50632, and Bat Shelter, A39879. They have receptions.
Yeah. I doubt that.